Com.
Hit?
Yeah, twice.
Better you than me.
That's nice.
You order room service?
Not really.
The Expendables 2 raked in the dough at the box office. Maybe you were there. I might have seen you there, although I never quite made it. I went to Total Recall and said, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney America tonight. By the way, the haul was over $28 million, surpassing Bourne. We do our cheap movie reviews on Friday, so it's a good way to plug that. You want to tune in, we give you little snippets of the movies and tell you about them so you have an idea of maybe you want to go out and actually see it on the big screen or stay home and wait for it to come out on DVD. We usually don't start with Hollywood, but we will hear, because a 68-year-old director of some serious note, Tony Scott, plunged apparently to his death, it looks like. He jumped from a Los Angeles County bridge. He did that earlier in the day on Sunday. You've probably seen a lot of these flicks. Top Gun, one of my all-time favorites. Days of Thunder, Beverly Hills Cop 2, just to name a few. Also The Fan and a whole bunch of movies in between. At least 50 in all he made, including several Denzel Washington movies. Some of the biggest top-grossing movies of all time. Remember Unstoppable, the runaway train thriller with Denzel as one of the featured characters in this? Scott was kind of a thrill-seeker guy and a big-time rock climber, drove fast cars, motorcycles, had a wife and some twins, two twin sons. So what happened here and, why, who knows why at this point? They say there might be some kind of a suicide note that he left in his office and perhaps some answers come out from that. It just goes to show you, and this is what many people are already saying, if you go into the blogosphere, just because you have a lot of fame and money doesn't mean you have found perspective and happiness, and who knows what the story is there. It's very sad for his family, though. Sad for all of us is the fact that at this point we have a couple of things going that I think are atrocious, including Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, getting a lot of attention because as he tries to escape extradition, he goes out on a balcony in England at the Ecuadorian embassy, because they've granted him asylum, to say that the United States is wrong and they've got a witch hunt going when it comes to whistleblowers and they need to back off. And the real hero is, for leaking secret documents, is Private Bradley Manning. Why would Bradley Manning not be hailed as a hero? It makes no sense, according to Julian Assange, as to why he's being prosecuted. Assange is waiting to figure out whether or not they're going to be able to get him out of the country into Ecuador, or the Brits say if he steps out of the embassy, they will grab him and send him to Sweden faster than you can blink your eyes, or the United States, where he could face the death penalty for the work of WikiLeaks. How about that? Because Sweden doesn't extradite people who risk facing the death penalty, so there's a little bit of a twist in that. No matter what you think, at this point, Assange definitely is a wanted man. We'll see if he makes it to Ecuador. And for what he says about Bradley Manning, I'm sorry. I mean, there's ways to look at this. But taking top secret documents, embarrassing, hey, some of the U.S. diplomats, but more than that, putting other risks, other lives at risk for people who helped Americans is the sad part. And leaking the thousands of documents on the part of Manning, using him as really the mule, and that's what he was, and then saying, but he's a hero. He's a hero. There's no way that you can have someone in a military situation whose eyes have the ability to get sensitive intel, whatever it is, memos, whatever it is, thousands of memos, give it to somebody who's a hacker who's releasing a bunch of it on a website and say that person is a hero. I don't see it. I don't see how that is. So this witch hunt against WikiLeaks and against Bradley Manning, give me a break with that, and let's hope they're able to get him. You know, the bigger thing is, at what point are you an enemy of the state? At what point are you risking people's lives? At what point are you dumping too much information out there? Hey, I'm for freedom of the press, and I know it's a slippery line. Trust me, there's nothing but gray area here. But this is what Assange talks about. He says journalists should be able to have access. He's a journalist. He's a hacker who gets people to turn over documents, and they flush them out there for all the world to see, in some cases, without responsibly removing the names of sources, people aiding the United States and others in their quest to do whatever it is they're doing in Afghanistan, for example. So risking all of those lives, that's ridiculous and unacceptable. So I'm going to call foul on that and say that Bradley Manning might not have realized what he was doing at his young, tender age, but he's going to be in a hole for a very long time. Once he goes on trial, I'd be stunned if they didn't give him life. As for Assange, we'll see if he slips under the wire. I think he's going to continue to do that, but how long? He's starting to get antsy. He wants to get out of that embassy, which is why I think he really had that impromptu press conference on the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy. What do you say, fair or foul, America? Boy, where can you go these days where you don't have to fear that some nut might come out of nowhere and start shooting? Four people were shot on Sunday in a Walmart parking lot in central Texas. They arrested a suspect at the scene. That's the good news. It happened very early in the morning. They say that the people met in the parking lot, and this is the weird thing. It looked like they were met in the parking lot to fight, and that at least one person then opened fire, too. It was no Walmart employees or customers were wounded in this, luckily, and they're investigating how this happened, why it was Walmart, all this kind of stuff, and they do have a suspect. And it brings back that Family Research Council, and last week the fact that you had somebody go in there with a whole bunch of Whataburgers, not Whataburgers, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Oh, they'd like that, Whataburger. I was thinking of their burritos, their breakfast burritos. The Chick-fil-A sandwiches stuffed in the backpack and a bunch of ammunition spouting off that, hey, no offense to the security guard that he shot, it's not about you, it's what this place stands for. And then the police saying they have no motive for what he did. And luckily, that guard tackled him. Otherwise, we don't know how many other people could have been gunned down. He only made it to the lobby. If he had gotten beyond the lobby, who knows how badly he could have wounded people or killed them. We don't know what would have happened in that case. Speaking of cases, there have been some confirmed cases of West Nile. That's where we're going next. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. To unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Mosquito friends. Why? Because we're all worried, scared to death for West Nile virus. That's that mosquito. My husband keeps opening the door and letting all the mosquitoes in. Texas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma have the most West Nile infections in people, birds, or mosquitoes. The CDC is keeping a proper list of such stuff. They have a breakdown if you go to their website of infections by state. I mean, it's a nightmare. This is the most they've seen since the 90s. 26 people have died in the United States. It's a serious thing. I saw a story the other day about a young girl, sadly, just 15 years old, that got West Nile. She's got no energy. It's an energy zapper, but she's lucky to be alive. Her mother said she had this headache, and she mentioned the headache and kept complaining about it. And then she got sick, and then they set up a doctor's appointment thinking, oh, who knows what this is. But in the middle of the night, she lost consciousness. They rushed her to the emergency room, and sure enough, she was diagnosed with West Nile virus. Dallas, it is so bad, ground zero. They're telling people wear long sleeves, dark clothes, and carry insect repellent containing DEET. Don't go out at dusk is the other thing, because they say that's when the mosquito activity is there. In the United States, most infections happen from June to September, but the really peak time, as this is critical, is in August. So that's what we're seeing. And you know, the other thing is, and I had no idea about this, perhaps you knew this kind of stuff, but people who are, you know, have cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, organ transplants, they're at a bigger risk even for West Nile for attracting the mosquitoes and that kind of stuff. And then that they come down with something and they need immediate care after that. But the fact that you have 14 people of the 26 who died in Texas, that is serious. And a former guest on our show, we had her on actually a couple of times, Amari Durham, who is a spokesperson for Care on Texas, a drug rehab center. We've had her on twice. It was a great guest. She's talking about the fact that she had a close friend who now has the virus, and she's saying, like I was saying, I was pretty cavalier about it, that she's not cavalier anymore, that she's taking precautions, and even at this center, they're not having people out at dawn or dusk, and they've got mosquito repellent, and you know what they have people have to wear to avoid being bitten. And I would think anything by lakes, people are avoiding the whole idea of being at a lake because of this. And it's scary, so be careful, my friends. It's not just in Dallas and Mississippi. It's not just Texas and Mississippi and some of those other areas. It's 35-plus states across the U.S., and it could spread quickly. Because we're so fascinated by Amelia Earhart. Just the other day when I was flipping around looking at old movies, remember the movie Amelia, which starred Hilary Swank and Richard Gere was in that movie as well. One of the great mysteries is what happened to Amelia Earhart. 75 years later, there's serious talk that they might have found her. They've got this now developed underwater video footage, this high definition stuff, in an expedition that just came back that's showing a bunch of man-made objects on this reef area in the Pacific that they think might be her plane. Think about it. 1937, and that's when Amelia Earhart disappeared, and her navigator, Frank Noonan, was with her. So seeing that stuff come to life and finding forensic evidence that could tie this down would be wild. Then they would know for sure how many people thought that Amelia was still alive and hanging around somewhere. A few people that weren't thinking straight. I mean, come on, of all the conspiracies. But how cool would that be if they've got part of the plane, and they have personal items. They just think once they really track this all back and look at it, they think they're going to be able to nail it down. And the fact that so many scientists are talking about it, I'd say there's probably a good chance that this may really, really be it. Can you imagine to see just bits and pieces of that plane and some other things? Well, certainly would tell the story. The plane went down. Here's what we believe went down, you know, where it went down. And I think that would maybe ease some people's imaginations that have gone wild thinking that she's alive and kicking somewhere, which is ridiculous. All right, speaking of planes and alive and kicking, how about this flight that had to return to Newark, New Jersey after an engine problem? You know, it's like I say, you just never know when you get into planes, although I think they're much safer than anything else we can do in our lives. They say that about crossing the street. But this United Airlines flight returned to Newark after they had a problem in the left engine. The witnesses say that there were flames spewing from the engine right after the plane took off. The tire blew during takeoff and flew into the engine is what happened. It had 173 passengers and crew. It circled the airport and they burn fuel before landing at 8:05. They reported a problem after they left New Jersey for Berlin, and then that's where they ended up seeing it. Witnesses could say they were in the New Jersey Turnpike and they saw fireballs near a wing after the plane was overhead. Said it sounded like just pow, pow, pow. Can you imagine you're driving down the Jersey Turnpike, you look over to your left, and then that's what you see? Whew. Luckily, they got that plane down, and we're not talking about some terrible disaster. Thank goodness that's the case. When I saw the headline, that's what I thought. I thought, wow, how quickly did they get that plane down? And the answer is, bravo, very quickly they got that plane down. Very quickly they were able to get it down. Coming up on our next show here on America Tonight, you can believe we're going to be talking about blunders of the week already. And highly recommended as the top dog on the list at this point, although that can change. Joe Biden's still around. There's plenty of Bidenisms that could knock this guy off the pedestal. But U.S. Congressman Todd Akin, who won Missouri's Senate primary earlier this month, faces incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill in November's general election. He's now having to backtrack and say he misspoke when he claimed legitimate rape rarely resulted in pregnancy. And when he was answering a question about whether or not he thought abortion should be legal in the case of rape, he explained his opposition by talking about unnamed bodily responses that prevented pregnancy. Ooh. And if you look up the statistics are bleak for pregnancies and rape, certainly not in all cases, but quite often. And can you imagine how traumatic that is? So the Romney Ryan Express immediately through their spokespeople released a statement saying they do not support the congressman who wants that Senate seat's view on abortion. And this is a six-term congressman who is considered to be one of the best socially conservative guys with values all over the place on the campaign trail. You gotta be careful when you get that tongue moving so fast and you're trying to describe what's going on. Ask Joe Biden. Foot and mouth disease. He took it back. We'll see if it hurts him. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For a very long time on this show, before it was even popular to talk about Made in America. Somebody who was talking about it even before me and is doing a great job of pumping the word out and actually founded the Made in the USA Foundation back in 1989. It's a nonprofit group dedicated to promoting American-made products. Joel Joseph in the wings joining us now. Joel, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what day, first of all, when you decided I'm going to establish this, what led to that decision?
Oh, to start the Made in the USA Foundation?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a couple of different things that came together. I grew up in the Midwest, and my father worked for a manufacturing business, and then I studied economics. So I came to the conclusion if we lost our manufacturing base, we were pretty much doomed as a nation. And so in 1989, I started the organization. I didn't want it to be pro-union or anti-union, so I asked the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company to put up matching money, and they both agreed to do it, and that's what launched us 23 years ago.
Yeah. What have you seen since in the 23 years? What are the biggest changes that you're seeing? Are more people's antennas up, first of all, to Made in the USA right now?
I think people are finally realizing that there's a connection between outsourcing and the great loss of jobs we've had over the past couple of years. It took a great recession to do it. We've got many more people supporting us now than we ever did before. And, you know, the trade deficit, of course, is much worse now than it was. In 1989, we had a trade deficit of about $50 billion a year. Now it's about $600 billion a year.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's the toughest thing to find? I'm sure there's probably a list of them. But what's the toughest thing to find that's made in the U.S. now?
Well, I can usually find, and we've got a new class of members, retail stores we have now signed up as members. And we go out there, and stores will say, you know, find me a toaster made in the USA or find me a coffee pot made in the USA. And we do that 99% of the time. There's really only a handful of products that aren't made here. And some of the ones that went offshore are coming back. For example, we didn't make televisions in the United States for a long time. And there's a new television company that's making televisions in Michigan near Detroit.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now also, because of what we're seeing and what we just discussed with more people looking around, you're starting to see, hey, we can dig this stuff up a little bit easier than maybe in 1989, because as you know, there wasn't as much discussion about that. Now there's a lot of discussion about how much is made in China, how much is made in other places, and you know what's happened, as you said, the manufacturing and the outsourcing and whatnot. Do you think that we'll ever see our levels increase as far as products being made in the U.S.? Will we see some of that come back because more people are pushing and supporting the idea of just trying to get as much as possible that's made in the U.S.?
Yeah, actually, there are several forces coming together, and one is the consumer demand for it. The second is prices and costs in China are going up tremendously. So companies are realizing that China is not the bargain it used to be. First of all, it never had the quality that we have in the United States. So a lot of companies are coming back, and we have every July 2nd, we've had July 2nd declared Made in the USA Day. We picked July 2nd because that was the actual date the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Yeah.
It took a couple days back then to get the word out to the rest of the colonies. But so July 2nd, we have an annual dinner where we introduce companies to the Made in the U.S. Hall of Fame. And this year we had 20 new companies join, and we have a new category called Welcome Back. And three companies were nominated for that category, and the winner was Master Lock. Master Lock had gone offshore, and they're coming back with a vengeance. So we gave them the Welcome Back to the USA Award.
Yeah.
So, but also General Electric, Whirlpool, Ashley Furniture. There's scores of companies that went offshore and are coming back.
And it's possible too that I think now, and this was, and you can address this even better than I, that people thought, well, we can't get affordable. Maybe we get quality, but it's going to be outrageously priced. But that's not true anymore, is it?
No, it's not true at all. In fact, here's a good example. ABC News a year ago went into college dorms and found that, well, first of all, the colleges all sign up for this catalog that has bedding and pillows and, you know, everything you need to set up a college dorm room. And most of those things in the catalog were imported. So ABC went out and priced everything, the same products, in the USA, and it turned out that it was about the same. So you didn't have to pay more to get it made in the USA. So that spurred a new company called American Dorm. It's amdorm.com, where you can go on and buy everything you need for a college dorm. We've teamed up with them. We've got a new website that we're just developing now called the allamericanmall.com, which will have every American product that you can buy, and it'll all be in one place on the web, and we link to americandorm.com.
How how do, so as you develop this website, how do people that have things that they're making in America get on your site? How do they get the word out?
They can just, yeah, we've got a huge database, so we're basically calling those companies, but they can contact me at the Made in the USA Foundation. Our phone number is 310-MADE-USA.
Oh, that's easy to remember. Have you heard from people that just call you, Joel, or find out who you are and send you a note and say, attaboy, and wow, we're glad that we found you and there's something out there like this because they're discovering you? You know, you have been around, as I already mentioned, since 89, but because more people are looking for this kind of thing, have you started to feel that shift?
Yeah, definitely. We get emails every day. I get actually hundreds of emails every day, so it's almost a full-time job keeping up on the companies and the people that are contacting me and the foundation. But we're growing, so we can handle it.
And as you're growing, you start off in 89, and you're dedicated to pushing American-made stuff. How many products, if you had to give me an example of where you started product-wise to where you are now, where are you at compared to where you started?
Well, we don't really keep track of it. We do have, maybe 20,000 companies in our Ooh. Database, but it's probably a million products.
Yeah.
At this point. But we've had a slightly different emphasis. During the first 10, 15 years of our existence, we got a lot of legislation passed that sort of lays the groundwork for what we're doing. We first got the American Automobile Labeling Act passed. So on the side of every car, it says what the U.S. content is, what the where the engine was made, where the transmission was made. And so the first push was to get information out there. The most recent legislation we got passed was the Country of Origin Labeling Act that applies to almost every food item at the grocery store. So if you go to your grocery store, it'll tell you where your apples are from, where the shrimp is from, where the meat is from, and so forth. So consumers can, look at the labels and become educated. So it's all part of the process.
Yeah, good for you. What would you like to see? You have to be proud of that, especially the Country of Origin Labeling Act. That's huge. What's the future push legislation-wise? Is there something else you'd really like to see happen?
Well, we'd like to have that pushed into the restaurant area where when you look at a menu, if you go to Red Lobster or something like that, you'll know where the seafood came from. And they'll fight it because most of their seafood comes from Vietnam and China. So that's one possible push. We've been talking about that. One roadblock right now is the World Trade Organization has a complaint before it from Canada and Mexico. They claim that our country of origin labeling law violates international trade rules because they claim it discriminates against Canadian and Mexican beef.
Mm.
Which it doesn't. We just want it labeled. We're not telling people not to buy it. It just gives information to the consumer. So
yeah.
That's a battle that's looming.
Right now.
Basically, to defend that law.
Yeah. Well, we'll look for American. It's AmericanMall.com? American Mall.
It's got a hyphen, all-americanmall.com. And then also, we just came out with the All-American Back to School Guide that's available from any bookstore or Amazon or the iTunes or the Apple Store. It's a 106-page guide on buying school supplies, clothing for school, and it includes information on the American dorm.
Yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We'll be back in touch, Joel. We'd love to have you back on the show. Joel Joseph founded Made in the USA Foundation, back in the 80s, and look where it is now. Continued success.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
People who love the dog, so we are excited about our next guest. Plus, I mean, the guy has such talent. He's written the scores for more than 30 films and TV shows, including one of my all-time favorites, Sex and the City, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Alan Lazar joins us now. He's also the author of the book Rome. Hey, Alan, how have you been since we talked to you last time?
Doing really good. Thanks, Kate. How have you been?
I've been good, thank you. Well, the Sex and the City, did you do the theme?
No, I did not do the theme. I did a lot of underscore in the last series, so all that stuff with Baryshnikov and and Carrie in Central Park. That was my music.
Very cool. I remember it. I remember it well. It's funny that you did the Baryshnikov stuff, because I don't know, this is just an aside, but did you ever see him dance back in back when he was dancing with the American Ballet?
I didn't. I saw videos of it, and he was pretty incredible what the guy could do, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. He was incredible. I saw him in the later stages of his career, and he was absolutely amazing. So you do this book called Rome, and it really starts to reach people. I guess surprise isn't the right word, but you have to be happy with so many people picking it up and talking about it. Do you feel good about the success you've had with Rome?
Yeah, you know, the thing about what's happened with Rome is it's been so totally unexpected. It was really like a side project that I did that I wrote very much from my heart, it was meant to be just kind of for me and my friends and family. And, you know, the fact that it landed up getting published and then got a great response from a lot of people has just been very meaningful to me. I get hundreds of emails and Facebook messages and stuff, and it's just, I'm so happy that it's got to so many people. I feel so blessed, you know?
Do you think it's part of the story is because of the, obviously dogs and so many people like dogs and have dogs, but do you think part of it is because Nelson is a dog that wanders off, is gone for, I think, 8 years, and all these miles in between and all the things that happened in Nelson's life, that's something that people can relate to when they read about stories in the newspaper about a dog that's gone and then suddenly finds its way back to its owners? Was there something in that you think touched people?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Americans are very, very close to their pets. I think dogs are very much a member of our families in many ways. So a lot of Americans have very close relationships with their pets. And the thought of losing their dog and having that dog disappear, you know, out into the night, as it were, not knowing whether they have enough to eat, whether they're even alive sometimes, is a very scary thought to a lot of folks. That's, I think, really what my story has touched. I think beyond that, what Nelson, the hero, and my dog goes through, it is a story about a dog, but it's also very much, I think, an every man, every woman tale of all of our journeys through life, love lost and love found, our families, you know, all that good stuff, all the good stuff of life, which is sometimes difficult and sometimes wonderful. I think that's what the story touches.
Yeah, and I don't want to give away a lot of the themes of it, but one of the things for people who haven't read it, one of the things that is a concern of Nelson's is that he might be euthanized. And this is something we see little spots for the SPCA and whatnot on the tube. And to so many people, that it's just a horrible thing when you think of dogs in shelters and the numbers that have to be euthanized. I've looked into this, and I'm sure you have too. Were you surprised at how many dogs end up having to be put down that way?
Yeah, you know, when I originally wrote Rome, I didn't know how many dogs actually went through shelters and how many were euthanized. I just kind of made that part of the story. And then when I actually started doing the research, I was shocked when I discovered that, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 million cats and dogs are euthanized in shelters across America every year. And it's a really sobering figure, because all of those animals, no doubt, would just love to be part of a warm human home. And I think that figure is also a call to action, though, just for all of us to be responsible when it comes to breeding animals. And when you want a new pet, it's just so important to go down to your local shelter to find one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you set up a website. I mean, you have your own website, alanlazar.com, but you have another one, caninezone.org. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've just launched that. You know, I get so many letters from readers of Rome, and many of them tell me about their own beloved pets. And often they have very unique lost and found stories of their own, some with happy endings, and unfortunately some not. And, you know, many readers also remember pets that they've lost just due to old age or sickness. And that loss can really be like the loss of a family member, but there aren't often support structures around to deal with it. So I thought it would be pretty cool if we set up an online forum where dog lovers could share stories of their own pets and also read stories, you know, from other dog lovers across America. So working with some friends, we created a new website. It's called caninezone.org. That's letter K, number 9, Z-O-N-E, .org. And just a place to share stories about your pets.
Yeah. Is there going to be a part 2 to Rome? Are you going to write another one?
I do have another novel in the works. It's mm-hmm. not really a part 2 to Rome, but I'm hoping my readers enjoy it anyway.
Good for you. Alan Lazar, thanks so much as always for coming on ATN. It was great to catch up with you again, and we'll tell everybody you can get Rome everywhere where books are sold, of course, Amazon.com and all the bookstores, iTunes, etc. Continued success, and thanks for stopping by again.
Can you imagine the stories he has now, expanding that to animals? But the stories, after all the movies that he composed scores for and some of the music wrapped into, as I mentioned there, Sex and the City, but at least 36 other television shows, and then decides, Well, I guess I've got something that I can pen. I have something completely different from Hollywood or music or any of that kind of stuff. I'm going to go with my second love, and that would be animals, because he lives in L.A. and has a couple of pets, and his book Rome, as we were mentioning there, really struck a chord with people, and I said that I think it's because of the fact of how many stories we've read, the fascination part of it, the fascination with a pet that disappears, gets lost, and is gone seemingly in thin air, and comes back 5-6 years later, finds their way back, often from very, very long distances. And it's this just the craziest thing that that they remember, especially when you're talking thousands of miles, how to get back to that house. Think of my own dog, Mahalo, and I don't know. Mahalo sticks close to home. If he gets out of the gate, he's not the wandering dog. We won't find him wandering miles and miles away. Speaking of there he is. The intern in the background. Speaking of going to the dogs and wondering, it is dog eat dog and with politics, and I think even that's where that expression came from. But Joe Biden, boy, some people are really throwing him under the bus, and others are saying, "Ooh, he is long in the tooth." I think this is what this is about. That's why he's stumbling and fumbling. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, a Republican, definitely a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, says this is the thing. It's not, oh, Joe, geez, Joe, you know how Joe is. He says the scary thing is this guy is too close to the presidency. Would we really want him to be president with everything that he's been stumbling over, especially lately? This is vintage Biden. He had the chain remarks back in chains. Remember that about Republicans' repeal of Wall Street regulations would put voters back in chains. But he also said that he was, and this can happen. I mean, listen, he could slip and forget where he was because he was in North Carolina the day before. But he's in Virginia and he says, oh, we're going to win North Carolina. And then he's talking about coming back to the 20th. He meant 21st century, but he says 20th century. He can't buy a break. And as I said earlier, he just might want to sit out for a little bit. Just sit somewhere, get some rest, and not go anywhere without a teleprompter. Because he's taking away from Obama his buzz, and the Democrats don't want that. They don't want these gaffes to be the focus of what's happening on the campaign trail. So, Joe, say it ain't so. You need to go and take a seat, brother, or something else. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send it to me, americatonight.net.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.